And I'd also like to acknowledge my co-authors, John Gass, Julie Netherland, and Linda Wise, who helped in both the data collection analysis and writing of the talk. I have no relationships to disclose. So a quick overview on buprenorphine. It was approved in 2002 for the office-based treatment of opioid addiction. It's proven to be as effective as methadone, and it provides an alternative for individuals who are uninterested or maybe unsuccessful in methadone treatment. It also offers a unique opportunity to integrate substance use treatment and HIV care, which is really kind of what this project is trying to look at. Some benefits of integrated care may include improved HIV adherence and outcomes when substance abuse is controlled. It may offer an incentive for patients to come into the office for care, allows providers to address the full range of their patients' health issues, and allows for the delivery of substance abuse treatment in a way that may be more consistent with provider and patient preferences in that kind of like a harm reduction model. And these last two points, actually, we've done a lot of interviews with providers as well, and it seems to really resonate with them as a tool in their arsenal of HIV care. However, integration does require some extra support that providers have to do, and especially around substance abuse treatment counseling that can be provided either in office or by referral. However, there's still little known about the patient perspectives of buprenorphine and integrated care. And so this study was designed to kind of get at that a little bit more and to actually talk to some folks who are in buprenorphine care and find out what they think about buprenorphine integrated care and the like. It's actually part of a larger study called Beehives. I'm just going to grab my water. Called Beehives, which was funded by HRSA. It's a Spins demonstration project. HRSA funded 10 different sites across the country to design and implement their own take on integrated buprenorphine and HIV care, of which Todd here is one of our sites in Portland. HRSA also funded the New York Academy of Medicine to design and implement the Evaluation Support Center, and Yale University to provide clinical support. These are 10 different sites, kind of spread across the country, in kind of a geographic diverse. Todd here is from Portland. So about halfway through the multi-site evaluation, we kind of figured out that this was a unique perspective, a unique opportunity to kind of get at more qualitatively what's going on with folks rather than just rely on numbers. And so we got money from HRSA as a supplement to design this qualitative study. We conducted interviews at 7 different sites with help from the sites to actually recruit the participants. Each interview was about an hour. Participants got $25 for participating. We used a semi-structured interview guide. The interviews were transcribed, and we analyzed them in vivo for pre-identified and emergent themes. In total, we ended up with 32 individuals from 7 sites, and those are the different sites, who didn't participate with the University of Miami and Johns Hopkins. So in terms of demographics, it was very similar to the overall study. The mean age was 47, about 22, the average of 22 years of heroin use. About 63% had a previous methadone experience. Most were male and most were African American. So these are the themes that I'm going to kind of go through. So overall, people love the bup. Everyone across the board thought it was just like the best thing since sliced bread. Most were very positive about their experiences. As one person said, it's like a gift from God. I love it. Another person described it as it was like a big yoke being lifted off my shoulders. It means freedom to me. They all described it as really effective in helping them stop opioid use in terms of controlling cravings, and also the fact that it blocked the effects of opioids. So one person said, with buprenorphine, you know, within a matter of days, you're not feeling the dope. Well, I mean, instantly you don't feel it. But within a matter of days, maybe 5 days, you're not having the cravings. You just feel normal. You know what I mean? You just get up and you feel all right. You don't think about the dope and you don't miss it. Nothing. The shit works great, man. And in terms of blocking the effects of opioids, this one guy says that he likes that it's an opioid blocker because he knows he shouldn't go waste his money and buy a bag of dope because it's not going to work. I should also say that nearly everybody tried to make sure that it really blocked, which is great. And they're like, yeah, it really does. The two kind of big themes that ran through the whole all the interviews was this idea of freedom. Freedom from, I think, both feeling addicted to opioids and freedom from, for some people, the system and feeling of methadone. So this one person says, with buprenorphine, you just feel like you're normal. It's kind of like it takes me back to before I had done opioids. So nearly everyone really kind of described this as going back to normal. And then, of course, freedom in terms of not having to go into the methadone program every day or not having to get up in the morning and score. This kind of kept on going in terms of changes in quality of life. People reported huge changes in the quality of life. I have to say, I was telling somebody before I started, this is like the best, most feel-good study I've ever been a part of, because there's just this incredibly huge change in these people's lives. And we hear it both from the patients that we talk to, and we also talk to a lot of doctors in this sense, maybe like 40 doctors from all the different sites, and they kind of said the same thing, that the people that they've worked with for 10, 15 years, just this 180-degree change in their life in terms of being able to get things together. So many reported being able to handle life again. One person says that when the adversities that come up, they're not as big as they seem to be when you're on heroin. Another person said, so the thing I'm grateful for is that now that I'm not using, I actually have the desire to survive. Many people talked about being able to re-engage in family life and life activities. One person says, in my mind, the mind, boy, it's just all fixed. It seemed like it was fixed. I think about going to the beach, the beauty shop, and going to the movies and eating ice cream. I'm like, ooh, this is fun. I've been traveling. I'm going to see my children and my grandchildren. So it's all these things that they couldn't do before that they've just kind of totally immersed themselves in before. And for me, one of the funnest things that we found out was some of these unexpected benefits. The idea that people ate breakfast in the morning was huge. Everyone talked about the fact that I got up, I get up, I have coffee, I eat breakfast, rather than having to get up and rush to the methadone clinic or get up and rush out to score. So eating breakfast, getting jobs again, going back to school. So many people said they were going back to school. Reading. A woman talked to me in quite a lot of detail about how she's been missing her bus stops because she's been reading Toni Morrison on the bus. It's like, wow. And the other thing that came up a lot was this this helping of menopause. One person said, and you know what else helps? It helps. It helps. You know, when a lady goes through menopause, hot sweats. I barely have no hot sweats anymore. And at least 5 women that we talked to described this help with their menopause, which I'm sure Reckitt wasn't expecting it to do. So this is this overall, like I said, this is positivity about how this has worked for folks in their life. And this is a quote that I kind of thought was great. So when I got to the program, everything just came. The sun came out, and I used to see the sun every day. I never thought twice about the sun. This is so cliche, but I started smelling the flowers. I started loving myself. I started, I started loving myself. I started looking at things completely, not just glancing at something and bypassing it. You know what I'm saying? I just started seeing things and understanding things that I didn't think, honest to God, I did not think I was going to be off. I thought for sure, forever, till the day I died of AIDS, that I was going to be a dope fiend, a nothing. I had nothing to offer anyone. I had nothing to offer. I had no hope. I just had nothing to offer. Now, I get up in the morning, I just feel good, and I have a hum in my voice, and it's just a wonderful thing. And I'm not spicing it up. I'm just saying, it is what it is. It's a wonderful thing. And this is kind of just explains, over and over we heard similar stories about folks who just like I can deal with life. I can do things now. I feel better. I'm engaged. And I don't want to come across as Pollyanna, but it's just over and over we heard these stories of folks that were able to kind of re-engage in their lives. And I think that we hear the same thing from physicians in terms of being able to engage with patients that they've been treating for years, and they finally, for the first time, have gotten their life together again. 5 minutes, really? Wow. So also we've seen people kind of re-engage with their overall health and with their HIV. There's also a sense where people kind of feel that they're more able to engage in their own treatment. I know this is for better or for worse. Some people would say it was worse, and I think it's better. But they kind of have more of an opportunity to choose when they take the bup, when they don't take the bup, if they want to go on a holiday, if they don't want to go on a holiday. It really becomes much more of their choice, along with their provider, of course, about how this works for them best. The other thing is that they report much less withdrawal from buprenorphine than from methadone, which I think has a lot of impact in terms of dealing with populations of folks who may be going in and out of jail, because I think we all know that withdrawal from methadone isn't a fun thing at all. And so folks who saw this methadone thing as a double habit felt much less so that with buprenorphine that they had more control. I just want to briefly say that counseling also became a really important thing, that it's not just buprenorphine is a magic pill, but that counseling was an important piece as well. The integrated care benefits and not benefits, I'm going to totally let Todd talk about. I just want to say that we found very similar things to Todd's specifically site study. And for those of you who rely on numbers more than words, this is just showing how the drug use has decreased a lot from baseline to quarter two, and the ASI drug score as well, along with quality of life scores. So overall health, self-reported health went up, and all those little lines say that a lot of the SF-12 scores also increased. So I'll just say that, in conclusion, seems like it's working really well. People love it. It's definitely a treatment that's worth consideration, and overall it seems to be effective and sought after. So, thank you very much.